Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tea Time. For those of you who are new, this is the time where I drink my tea and or warm lemon water and warm up my voice a little bit to get ready for recording the monthly community audio. So, what are we going to talk about this month? I made my tea too fucking strong today. I always drink this tea before recording. Sometimes it's ginger tea, but usually it is this tea called Throat Coat, and it sort of has this, like, licorice dirt flavor. It's not good. Ooh, I left my lube open. Let's close that shit up. Not that I think it would evaporate. I don't know. Maybe it does. It's water-based. Anyways, so what are we going to talk about? What do I have coming up? What's going on? I think pretty much everyone who's listening to this knows that I just very recently moved. Sorry, I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, I'm in this dark closet, so it's very strange to see something. Anyways, I just moved the 6th of January, so about 3 weeks ago almost. And since then, I haven't really been able to record almost anything at all. I've recorded a couple of collabs that some of them are coming out soon, or one of them I think might have come out. I don't even know. This whole 3 weeks has been a fucking blur for me. It's just been like, wake up, eat breakfast, unpack everything for your whole life. The first week was a little bit crazy because, you know, you have to get your furniture set so that you can actually put things away. And so it just felt like a lot of move this big pile of boxes over to this side of the room and then put furniture over there and then move this pile of boxes back over, you know. And so it was just, it felt like I wasn't making progress until like at least the second week, so like last week. But we finally have the office almost set up, which is really great because then I can start gaming again. One of the things that I am hoping that I'll be able to start doing regularly is doing some Twitch streams. And for those of you who are in the higher tiers, part of your rewards are that you get to do sort of like a beta listen or like beta test of like big new content that I have coming out. So I did find a way to make Twitch streams password only. And I'm hoping that we can start some of those pretty soon. But for now, I'm just trying to get everything unpacked. You might notice that I sound a little bit different this month than I did in January's Tea Time audio. When I recorded that, I was still in the old apartment and in my old office. And now I'm in a closet. The first couple things that I recorded in here sounded like garbage. They were super echoey and you could just really tell that I was sitting in just a blank closet. But hopefully today it's a little bit better than it has been the last 2 weeks. Luckily I didn't have too many things to record recently. But the biggest difference today is that I have pinned some blankets to the walls. And I have a yoga mat that I folded up and put on the floor so that the floor echo wouldn't be so bad. And some of you guys saw there's a private chat room sort of for those people who are the tier that helps sort of pick the tags and like submit tags for the community audios. And I was writing in there earlier today about how I used to have a sort of candy raver phase. And so, of course, I've got like those huge, big, fluffy, thigh-high leg warmers. And I nearly threw them away. I actually didn't even know that I still had them. But I was unpacking yesterday, I think, the day before, sometime this weekend. And they were in a box that I had never even unpacked at all, ever. Like, even from the last place when we moved there. So I didn't even know that I had them and I was going to just throw them away, but I was like, well, I can't buy soundproofing until February. So let's make use of these things. And so I have pinned them around me, trying to sort of deafen the echo on the ceiling a little bit, because that was really bad. I will, after I get the soundproofing and I like take all this shit down and make it look much better in here, I'm going to show you a sort of before and after photo, because it's a little janky in here. It's very silly looking. Nothing matches. There is a strange assortment of things that I'm currently using for soundproofing. And I hope that you guys will laugh, because it looks very silly, honestly. But you gotta do what you gotta do. You know, work with what you got for now. And that's what I'm doing. So, let's see. What else is going on? Oh, let's talk about, I don't know why I clapped just then. You can't see me. You don't want to hear that. Anyways, sorry. Let's talk about, something that I was sort of thinking about doing. So a lot of you know that I'm sort of working on rebranding, and adjusting some tiers and rewards and things like that. And at least you should know. If you don't know, where have you been? I've been posting about it for like a month. Come on. If you don't know, honestly, there's a big post on Patreon, and it was also posted in the Discord. There's a big channel in the Discord where people have been having some discussion, and I've been, you know, polling you guys, asking questions about things you like and don't like. But one of the things that I was thinking is that I could publish a sort of wish list, but not in the sense of like, hey, buy me stuff, more in the sense of like, hey, you know, these are the kinds of things that your Patreon money would be going to. Because I think I've said this before, but right now, most of my income from both Patreon and my regular job go straight to the government for my student loans, because your boy went to college. Yay, debt forever. However, I'm starting to sort of approach a place both with audios and in my regular job that I'm a little bit more steady. And because of that, I can actually start using the Patreon money to go back into audios, you know, obviously, as well as giving the government what they need from me, which is my fucking soul. But yeah, so I actually have an Amazon wish list, and I use it and I use it mostly just as like, you know, these are the things that I need. Keep this list for me. And I didn't know if you guys would be interested in seeing what kinds of things I'm planning to upgrade my audio experience with. I think everyone calls it an audio kit, but like, you know, if you're not into audios, you don't fucking know what that means. So it's got like some microphones that I've been looking at, you know, for binaural kind of experiences, as well as just general things like, for instance, the soundproofing, and maybe an actual standing mat so that I don't have to put this stool on my yoga mat and permanently dent it forever. I guess that's what permanently means. But, you know, actually the stool I'm sitting on was also on that wish list. So thank you very much, you guys. You helped me be able to sit down every once in a while I record instead of just standing forever. But yeah, so I don't know if that's something that you guys care about, or if you're just like, fucking whatever, Ruby, do what you need to do. Let me know. And maybe that'll be a thing that I publish to people. I don't know. It's just something I thought about, because I know some people really like to sort of just know things. One of my close friends often quotes the Game of Thrones character, fucking God, words today. That quote from Game of Thrones where he's like, I drink and I know things. I don't know why that took so much effort for me to get out of my brain. Anyways, my friend says that all the time. And I don't know, maybe you also like to, maybe not drink, I don't know, but maybe you like to know things. So, sorry, this is very rambly today. I've been up very early, Thank God, recently Ruggs got his schedule changed. A lot of you were here for the whole debacle where he was supposed to be working 11 a.m. to 7, which would have been great for me because it usually takes me a while to like wake my voice up and get my shit together to actually record. But when they hired him, they were like, nah, just kidding. Bitch, you gonna work at like 6 a.m. And I was like, excuse me? That fucking blows. So I had been waking up at like 5:30 in the morning, and I'm a super light sleeper. So, you know, his alarm goes off, he gets out of bed. I'm fucking awake now for like probably 2 to 3 hours minimum. And I would end up waking up super early, trying to fall back asleep for a couple of hours, finally falling back asleep, and then ending up not getting out of bed and starting my day until like 11 or 12, which just sucks because I feel like I spend the whole time in bed and then I still wake up tired. But thankfully, that's sort of over now. He's working, you know, his little 9-to-5 job, regular hours. And so I typically get up at like, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. And start my day like a normal ass fucking person instead of a fucking gremlin. Let's talk about what's coming up next. I still need to finish editing Brandswood, but that will go on YouTube by God, hopefully, you know, by the end of January, like I'd planned. Moving and unpacking has taken a lot more time and effort than I anticipated when I made a lot of goals for January. I really overestimated the amount of time that I would have, unfortunately. But that's coming. I promise. It's coming. It's only like 10 minutes long. It's not even a long audio. It's safe for work and, you know, it's like the prologue to a story that I'm writing. So that's coming. I also have a safer work that my friend Fred sent me actually today that I just really love. So I'm going to do that one and also put that one on YouTube. We also have, the third Moth Girl script. I'm very excited. Those are like sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say personal, but like they mean a lot to me in my heart place because my friend Mouse writes them. My friend Mouse has been writing them. And she kind of nails my actual personality in them as the Moth Girl. There are no lamps, by the way. She wants everyone to know there's no fucking lamps in this Moth Girl script or any of the previous Moth Girl scripts. however, I do believe there may be a little something for you if you were hoping for a lamp. But that's coming too. You know what? I also have something that was originally a commission that I did a few weeks ago. I want to say maybe in October. And I mentioned it on the Discord that it was something I thought you guys would really like. I play a vampire and the listener is a monster hunter or like vampire hunter who basically couldn't slay me because he preferred me as his dom. So it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of sort of like teasing and flirting. She's nice. She's not like a super bitch, but you know, she's also a little sassy. I think you guys will really like it. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Let's look in the Vote for Scripts channel. Typically, by the way, if you see something in Vote for Scripts that has a star on it, it means that it's gonna be one of the next sort of things that I record. Like, it's not necessarily gonna be the next thing that comes out, but it means I'm prioritizing that for when I do record things that will eventually go to early access and then to Reddit. But anyway, what do I have starred right now? I have, oh yes, this mommy audio because my patrons are a bunch of wholesome little fucks, right? I'm sorry. we have, where the fuck did it go? I was just looking at it. Where? Okay, hold on. Sorry, I'm gonna scroll the fuck down here. Oh yes. Okay, so it doesn't have a star. I'm just dumb. Your mommy gets jealous of your new girlfriend is gonna be one of the ones that I record pretty soon. And My Chemical Romance also has a whole lot of votes. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Those who are pledged to ASHRAE and above have available to them in the Discord server a channel called Vote for Scripts. And that's where whenever I find something that I really like, I'll post it in there and I'll put a little heart reaction. And you guys, if you like it, can also add a little heart reaction. If you're on Patreon and you're not on Discord, I very much encourage you to join because that's one of the ways that you can really influence me and what I'm going to be putting out next and what you hear from me. Unfortunately, at least for now, that reward is Discord only because of the way that Patreon's post formatting works. There's not really a way for me to sort of like keep a poll that I can continuously update. And a lot of the time, it's really annoying for people to have to like scroll and search and try to find it. You know, and I'm sure that you don't want an email every time I add a script to the list. So I very much encourage you to join Discord. You know, if you're not comfortable talking to people, you don't have to. You don't have to be a part of the conversation. You can honestly just go and, you know, lurk if you want to. You can kind of watch the shenanigans that happen. And then also, of course, you get to vote for those scripts if you're in one of the tiers that has that as a reward. If for some reason you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, Discord is a text and voice chat app that you can download on your phone or on your computer, and you make an account, and then you can link your account with Patreon, and Patreon will automatically send you an invite to the Discord, and it will automatically update you with the roles that you need according to your tier to allow you access to some special secret rooms. So, I think that's going to be about it for this month's update. I'm just about finished with my tea. I'm going to have another sip. God, it's so fucking strong. Basically, this whole month has just been moving. It's not super exciting. I'm sorry about that. But I have this little recording space. I was able to update it a little bit. And coming in February, hopefully I'll be able to give it a really nice upgrade. And maybe you'll be able to hear the difference in my audios. Maybe you have no idea. Maybe you don't give a shit about any of that technical stuff. but that's where we're at. The only other thing that I did forget to mention is I have started writing sort of these little reviews of my favorite sex toys. And I think for now, they're going to be posted on Patreon. I think they're going to be public reviews. I haven't totally decided. You know, they're not super exciting. It's not like it's a review in the sense of I'm using the sex toy in an audio. It's a legitimate review of some of the toys that I have bought in the last, you know, couple of years. Because when I first started buying sex toys, I did what most people do and just bought something fucking cheap because I was trying to get off. And, you know, it was battery operated. The batteries lasted like 2 sessions. I was going through double A's like it was my fucking job. It wasn't a super safe material, you know, all that shit. And, you know, in my adult years, I've started actually buying really nice sex toys that are of safer materials, much higher quality, you know, waterproof, rechargeable, etc. And I wanted to share my experiences with these sort of luxury toys, quote unquote, because I know that it is sort of an investment. And maybe you don't want to pay for something that is like $100 and have no idea what you're getting yourself into. Some of the ones that I'm doing reviews on are actually going to be male toys. Some sleeve masturbators as well as prostate stimulators. So it's not going to be just me talking about vibrators because I know that most of my listeners here are people with a penis. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Maybe you'll enjoy reading about my experiences. Maybe, again, you don't really give a shit about all that backstage stuff. But anyways, I just wanted you to know that's what's coming. And hopefully soon you will be too. Ha ha ha. I'm hilarious. Anyways, that's it for this month. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for being my subscriber and my patron and my friend and my listener and all of those wonderful things. I hope that we all have a great February. And I'll see you next time. Bye!